بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadli Salawat, the chapter on the virtue of Salah. Allah Pak mentions in the Quran, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Verily Salah prevents from immoral behavior and evil. Ulama explain, they open up these two words, what is meant by fahsha and what is meant by munkar. That Salat prevents a person from this fahsha and it prevents a person from munkar. We translated it here as immoral behavior and from sin. But what really is meant by fahsha is that all those things, that whether a person is an alim, he's not an alim, he's a learned person, uneducated person, those things that everyone knows it's wrong. For example, everyone knows murder is wrong. Everyone knows stealing is wrong. Everyone knows wine is wrong. Even the smallest or the lowest person with iman, the person with the lowest iman, to ask him about drinking, he tells you drinking is wrong. So the salat prevents a person from those things that everyone knows, all those sins. Munkar are those sins where the people of Sharia, they tell us that all these sins are major sins, all these are big sins. So salat has that potential of saving a person from guna. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made different ibadat with different asr, different effects. For example, the effect of fasting, it helps a person. Fasting helps a person to bring the quality of angelic qualities. They call it malakutiyat. To bring this angelic qualities in a person, fasting does that. Why? It prevents a person from beastly, bahimiyat. It prevents a person from those animalistic qualities. So what it does by preventing a person from eating, from drinking, from having any type of relationship. So when a person continues with this for the month of Ramadan, for the full 30 days, then it brings those angelic qualities in a person. So long as it is done properly for that period of time that is prescribed. So similarly, Salat is a thing like that. When it's done consistently over a period of time, then the effect of that Salat comes in the person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once was asked about a person that despite him reading his Salah, he's still stealing. This person is involved in stealing. So how come Allah Pak is saying, "Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar," that salat will prevent from immoral behavior and evil. But yet this person is performing his salat, but he's still stealing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that shortly, very soon, the salat will prevent him from this. And it happened so that after a very short while, this person made tawbah for that stealing that he used to do, and he gave up stealing. So the idea is to continue for that required prescribed time. Therefore, Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi would say that you get three stages when it comes to ibadat. One is the first stage, which is known as mashaqqat, the difficult stage. For example, a person is trying to get tahajjud namaz in his life. Initially, it will be hard. Every morning, you have to wake up so early, and the time becomes earlier and earlier in summer and in winter. It becomes a little bit easy. But the first, the person, he finds it difficult that I've got to wake up so early. So that is the stage of mashaqqat, difficulty. When a person continues with istiqamat on this stage of mashaqqat, he reaches a stage called adat. Adat means now it becomes part of his habit, part of his lifestyle. He'll find it very hard to mustat to tahajjud namaz. Why? Now he's built it to a stage where it becomes part of his lifestyle, part of his habit. So now he reaches that stage. And then a person continues on that stage of adat, continues with istiqamat, with punctuality. Then a person reaches the stage of lazzat, where now he starts getting enjoyment, he starts getting sweetness in that ibadat of his. So sometimes we ask ourselves, or we ask, how come I'm not getting sweetness in my tahajjud namaz, I'm not getting the sweetness in our tilawat? And realize that we haven't reached that stage as yet. That is something else that comes at a later stage. The maqsood is to bring that amal in our life, not to get that sweetness. That it will come on its own, and that is a bonus. That is not the objective. The objective is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, we'll start with the first hadith under this chapter. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, Sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Ara'aytum lu anna nahran fi babi ahadikum yaghtasilu minhu kulla yawmin khamsa marrat, hal yabqa min dharanihi shay'u. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, what a beautiful example Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. He said, inform me, tell me, that if there is a river by the door of any person, in other words, in front of his house, there is a river. The river is obviously flowing, and this person, he baths in it every day 5 times. He's got a flowing river there. Nahar in Arabic is used for a river that is flowing, fast flowing, it's moving, it's quite deep. So this is the word you use for a river like that, called Nahar. So a person has got this river in front of him, and every day he's taking a bath in it 5 times, will there be any dirt left on this person's body? 5 times a day he's going in there, he's taking a nice wash, nice bath. Will there be any dirt left on this person's body? قَالُوا لَا يَبْقَى مِنْ دَرَنِهِ شَيْءٍ. They replied, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there won't be any dirt left on this person's body. قَالَ فَذَلِكَ مِثْلُ الصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسِ يَمْحُ اللَّهُ بِهِنَّ الْخَطَايَا مُتَّفِقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, namaz is just like this. It removes the gunas from the person, like how that person bathing in a river removes any dirt, any physical impurities. This guna, this namaz removes those spiritual, these internal impurities, those gunas. This namaz removes it. That is the effect that namaz has. Here we mentioned that that fasting creates those angelic qualities, the qualities of malakutiyat, and it prevents a person from bahimiyat. Here, salat, it brings about a cleansing in a person. It brings about it like a car wash or auto valley of his heart. It cleans all those gunas. Here, he's referring to the minor gunas. Obviously, the major gunas, for example, if a person had took somebody else's item, he had stolen, then he has to give it back. If he did some other gunah, then he will make toba. But here, daily those gunas that we are just committing all the time, those gunas, this namaz has the potential of cleaning us from those gunas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing the salat in our life. And whenever we are reading salat, then we should realize that this is a thing that will clean us and shine us. We like to have a bath, we like to have clean clothes, we like our cars to be clean, we like our masajid to be clean. We also desire that our hearts should be clean. Because this heart is something that will ultimately come on us even in the qabr and will ultimately come on us in akhirat. So that desire to clean that heart will be more than the desire to keep the clothes clean, to keep the body clean, etc. Allah pakki wa stofiq wa bhegi amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Yashadu la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.